This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
About a little reminder, this was back in 2014, some of the media reports about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the dealings of the family. This clip, and it's a few minutes long, but it just, as you listen to it, understand all the things that were said back in 2014, this is a decade ago, about the Biden family. But before we do that, let me tell you who we are. Kevin Jackson Network. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Thank you for listening. Please support the show. If you like what you hear, forward it to somebody. Tell somebody about it, whatever. I got family, friends, people listen to this program. That's why I tell people all the time. It's tough for... I can't lie. I got too many people that will listen. Now, that being said, these are my opinions. I want to say this because the censors out there, oh, Kevin, he's doing this or that. I'm not doing anything. I react to the news. It's my opinion. And let me tell you, my opinion is just as valid as any of the so-called experts. Experts who, by the way, didn't get it wrong with the things that they're supposed to be experts at. Experts who were paid to lie to you. They used their status, if you will, their pedigrees, and lied to you. They lied about COVID. They lied about Joe Biden. They lied about Hunter Biden. They lied about climate change. They lied about it all. And they call themselves experts. And they don't get fact-checked. They don't get censored, shadow banned, etc. That's left for the sodomites. The little people, us. You know, the MAGA, the maggots, the deplorables. The people who actually wake up every morning looking to do something good in the world. The people who raise our kids to be responsible. Who hold ourselves accountable. We're the bad guys. God forbid you want to protect children. God forbid you want to actually stand up for truth and justice. You want to see people not get railroaded. God forbid you play by the rules. I mean, this world has become so bizarre. But let me tell you something. I'm going to confront it. I'm not running from it. I'm not lamenting it. I'm not going, oh my gosh, look at all the things that they do. I'm standing in the face of it, front and center. You want to bring it? Bring it. I told you, people know me that listen to this program. Ask them if I'm lying. I have a cousin. She listens to my program, Missy. She's known me my whole life. Ask her if I'm lying. I will get in your grill for God, family, country, in that order. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. I want to play this clip. This is Joe Biden. This is the media protecting the Biden family.
Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family are obviously private citizens, and where they work is not... does not reflect an endorsement by the administration.
I'm wondering if the State Department has any concerns or any thoughts about the vice president's son joining the board of directors of this Ukrainian gas company. Does, in particular, I understand why the White House would refer this to the vice president's office, but does this building diplomatically have any concerns about potential perceptions of conflict or slash cronyism, which is what you've often accused the Russians of doing?
No, he's a private citizen.
But I'm wondering if there are concerns from this building about the perception of about how the Russians and or the Ukrainians would perceive the involvement of a son of the Vice President of the United States in this, especially given the situation.
No, there are not.
No.
Tonight, Biden says he will no longer work for any foreign companies if his father becomes president, still insisting he does not regret his actions in Ukraine.
The statement my son put out today, which I saw when he put it out, I was told it was one being put out. I did not consult with him about what was being put out. In fact, represents the kind of man of integrity he is. And I can tell you now, if I am your president, next president. I'm going to build on the squeaky clean, transparent environment that we had in the Obama-Biden White House. And no one in my family or associated with me will be involved in any foreign operation whatsoever.
Just recently, there were reports that the president's son still owns a 10% stake in a Chinese investment firm formed with state-owned entities. Do you have an update on the divestment from that investment?
He has been working to unwind his investment, but I would certainly point you, he's a private citizen, I would point you to him or his lawyers on the outside today.
Into this, though, the president has said during the campaign that none of his family will have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Wouldn't it be assuring to the American people as we head into this if they just let the American people know if Hunter has divulged himself as
well,
that?
Well, again, I conveyed to you, and then I think I'm going to have to move on, that you should talk to... You should talk to his representatives. There's no reason to yell. I'm certainly not yelling. You should talk to his representatives. That remains his policy. He's been working to wind that down. Beyond that, I think would talk to his representatives.
Last year, the first son's attorney said that he divested from a Chinese investment fund controlled by Chinese state-owned entities. We have received not even basic transparency about who bought out his stake, when this happened, and how much money changed hands. Did he actually divest? And if so, can you agree?
He's a private citizen. He doesn't work for the government. I'd point you to his representative. Thank you. I think we're done here. Thank you very much.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Your son did make a lot of money. There are some reports $50,000 to $80,000 a month in a Ukrainian company while you were vice president.
Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to, and I know you're not intending to do this, play the game to take the eye off the culprit.
What the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands.
So look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family.
And secondly,
business dealings. And he says,
"Hey, Palestine, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If the kids give me a call, nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, this could be printed one time. It's good. I think you're clear.
I think you're clear. How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated.
Most of that stuff back there, folks, was back in 2014, a decade ago. They knew this. This has been brewing. And in fact, the statute of limitations that ran out on Hunter when they were trying to get that deal squashed through and slam through this other thing that would give him complete immunity, they knew all about it. They've known about this for a decade. And nobody's gone to jail. Nothing's happened.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not. But you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Biden family is guilty of Democrats, and the entire country does. And these guys play cat and mouse and say, catch me if you can. That's really all we're doing. Catch me if you can. They did it on the cheating of Donald Trump in 2020. They did it on cheating in the midterms. They're doing it on January 6th. They do it on climate change. They do it on immigration. They lie to your face. There's no border invasion, as the cameras are showing. Thousands of people coming in. It's leftist states who have a fraction of the problem with illegal immigration are screaming bloody murder. Woe is me for a few thousand, while Texas and Arizona and places like that are dealing with hundreds of thousands, if not millions. We know the scheme. We know the scam. More votes. And they don't care how much they heap on the taxpayer. Who cares? It's not their responsibility. And then when somebody comes in and says, look, this is a game. You're being gamed. We're going to stop this. Elect me. I'll show you how. Proves it. They take him out. Then they want to destroy him to the point where he has no money. He's broke and all that. I want you to just understand, where would you be? How much would it take for you to break? Trump, they're trying to break with $83 million for E. Jean Carroll, the skank. They're $300, $400 million for a completely specious lawsuit out of New York. Built, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. What would it take to break you? How much? I can tell you this. I did a project. You guys have heard me talk about this. I did a project for $25,000 to look at criminal justice reform. Why are they releasing illegals for the same crimes that American citizens, mostly black, are being kept in jail for? We released it. We did it in Philadelphia. That was the demographic we were looking for. Pennsylvania, but we chose Philadelphia. And I got sued $37,000 later for a $25,000 project. And let me tell you, it almost broke me. Now, I scraped together the money. It was a joke. I wasn't even the one who did it. They said it was the email system. I subcontracted to a completely legit email provider. And they sued me. You get what I'm saying? They want to break your back, and they will do everything they can. Look at what they're doing to me now. Shadow banning and all that stuff. They got to get me. And they almost have. They get close. And then something comes through. Let me put it to you this way. Left alone, I'm a multi-freaking millionaire. No doubt about it. One of my friends is like, KJ, man, I could have done this for you. I was like, dude, no offense. What you can do for me, I can do for myself. This has nothing to do with my abilities. It has to do with what the system will do. And this system is trying to break us. And it's showing you what it's willing to do to somebody that we would believe to be unbreakable. What if they break Trump? What do you think then? What if they get away with this? I want to play Judge Jeanine. She's interviewing some guys, talk about this whole thing. They do the best job of putting it into perspective, so let me let them do the work.
And joining us now is Mike Davis, former clerk for Justice Gorsuch, and Saul Weisenberg, former deputy independent counsel. And, you know, Mike, there was one moment during today's hearing that stood out. Take a look.
I recall being with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer at the Peninsula Bar in New York, where Hunter took a call from his father and told him things were going well with Henry's Allen Harvest and that he might need a little help getting across the finish line.
Mike, what do you glean from that?
Well, I think what this testimony today shows is there is clear evidence that Joe Biden lied to the American people and Hunter Biden lied under oath when they both said that Joe Biden was not involved in any of Hunter's business dealings. That is, there is clear evidence to the contrary with Tony Bobulinski and this Jason Galanis. It's very clear that Joe Biden was very aware of these foreign business dealings.
All right, let's take a listen. Let's take a listen to what happened a few years ago when Joe Biden was asked about this.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
All right, Saul, I'll go to you on this. You know, the 000 evidence and the evolving story, and now we've got the bank records and the shell companies. What do you make of this?
There's nothing to make of it other than that the president has repeatedly lied about this. And we've known it for quite a while. And apparently that doesn't bother him. He shamelessly does it across a variety of topics. What I thought was interesting today was that Bobulinski, I thought was a very powerful witness. He's obviously been waiting to testify for a long time. His testimony was raw and angry, and I thought it made it more powerful. And unlike some of the other people testifying, he doesn't have anything he can really be impeached with in terms of his background. He's a real patriot. So I thought they were very worried about it. And you saw that in their efforts, in their answers, the Democrats, in their questions to shift the topic. And particularly pathetic was AOC, who doesn't even know that RICO is not a category. RICO is a criminal statute. Yes. 18 U.S.C. 1962. You can
Thank
look
you,
it up.
Saul. Thank you. You know, Mike, it really is amazing because Bobulinski came out and said Hunter lied. Take a listen.
Here's just one egregious example of Hunter's perjury. He lied to the committee on important details concerning his money demands and threats to CFC in text messages on July 30th and 31st, 2017. He leveraged his father's presence next to him in that infamous text to strong-arm CFC to paying Hunter immediately.
All right, Mike, if Hunter Biden lied in his testimony, what does that mean for him?
Well, it means he should face perjury charges, but we have the Biden Justice Department, who that's gone out of its way for years to go after Trump, his top aides, his lawyers, his January 6th supporters, parents, and Christians, while they've given amnesty to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden, the corrupt Biden family, and their political allies. We have a politicized and weaponized justice system, and that's not going to change until President Trump is back in office on January 20th, 2025.
And you know, Saul, it's amazing that one individual testified earlier who was a partner, Jason Galanis, of Hunter Biden. I mean, he had nothing to gain. We all know that the witnesses, you look at who's got something to gain, who's got something to lose. This guy's in jail. It's not like the Biden Department of Justice is going to do him any favors. He came right out and said he was a partner, and Joe Biden knew about it.
Right. Of course, in any criminal trial, however, he would be impeachable precisely because he is in prison. And they don't have that with Bob Alinsky. And I think that's very I think that's an important point. And I think that I looked at the transcript of Hunter Biden's testimony, and I think he was very, very careful. He might have been literally truthful in some of his answers because he had a good attorney there with him. And that's precisely why he didn't want to appear today. He didn't want to appear in a face-off that he couldn't control. He always wants to be in a tightly controlled environment.
Man, I don't know how much more evidence you can get. Suspicious activity reports, wires, etc. And where are we, folks?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York's Democrat Attorney General Letitia James ready to seize some of Donald Trump's properties in New York if he doesn't come up with large amounts of bond money by Monday.
James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County, New York.
USA's Laura Winters. The latest draft resolution from the United Nations Security Council calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. The first draft had a clause that, along with the ceasefire, Hamas would release hostages. The second draft, however, did not. The U.S. hoping the Security Council votes on it today. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who lied about her kidnapping, has been ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution and sentenced to probation. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If Hunter Biden were here, we would be able to ask him some questions, maybe clear this up. But he's not. He's not here. And what's interesting is that just yesterday, Peter Navarro reported to federal prison in Miami for 4 months for not showing up in front of the January 6th committee. And I want to point out to everybody that the January 6th committee was procedurally defective under House rules. It was procedurally defective because the minority leader did not get to appoint members to that committee. The United States House of Representatives Oversight and Accountability Committee is a procedurally perfect committee. And we have authority to subpoena Hunter Biden, and he has to show up. He has to answer these questions, and he has to tell the world that his father didn't leverage U.S. foreign policy so he would get $3 million. This is no different than what Senator Menendez did. And look, the American people are not buying this nonsense y'all are selling. We have to restore, we must restore their faith in our institutions. And we have to stop this ridiculous two-tiered system of justice where the Department of Justice persecutes President Trump and hides Hunter Biden behind every corner. I mean, this is not the United States of America that the American people deserve, and we have to get our country back on track.
Hear, hear. Kevin O'Leary said the other day that the United States is under siege. He talked about it in reference to Letitia James. He says, if you're going to invest money in a country, the United States is the best place because you don't worry about justice. Think about anywhere in the United Arab, you know, Republic or whatever, or Dubai. One guy, the king, a royal family, can decree yes or no over what you have or don't have. In the United States, there are laws. You would be protected. We have been considered sacrosanct in that regard. And now, with Letitia James and all this stuff that's going on for Trump, the world is looking at us going, not as safe as we thought. Maybe that's not the place where we want to put our money. Maybe it is better to have some supreme ruler over it, you know, for whatever reason. It's crazy stuff. And this is what we're dealing with. We're going to go through some stuff quickly because I'm running out of show and I got tons of stuff I can play. Here's a good one. Trump gets asked about the verbiage on vermin and some of the other things that he says. And I love his response. Here it is.
young people that are in jail for years, and if you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion, but I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. They say you have to vote against him because did you hear what he said about humanity? I've seen the humanity, and these humanity, these are bad, these are animals, okay? And we have to stop it.
Why do you use words like vermin and poisoning of the blood? The press, as you know, immediately reacts to that by saying, well, that's the kind of language that Hitler and Mussolini used.
Because our country is being poisoned. Look, we have, and we can be nice about it. We can talk about, oh, I want to be politically correct. But we have people coming in from prisons and jails, long-term murderers, people with sentences that the rest of their lives are going to spend in some jail in some country that many people have never even heard of. They're all being released into our country.
I think we played that the other day, and I played it because Donald Trump's not going to take that statement back. It's true. Why would he take it back? I mean, I don't know how you guys feel. I'm sick of the people who, they pontificate, they tell us what we want to hear, and then they do nothing. Donald Trump is telling you exactly what he feels about these people, and you know exactly what he's going to do. He's told you, I'm going to send them packing. I'm going to send them home. Good for him. Speaking of Donald Trump being ridiculed, remember when Donald Trump brought up Space Force? And people thought, ooh, it's like F Troop or whatever. They were joking. Look at this guy, this knucklehead. He's gonna protect outer space. Let me let you hear what Neil deGrasse said about Space Force and satellite weapons. When I talk to you about this stuff, I want you to understand Donald Trump says and does things. People go, oh, he's a liar. He's crazy. He's this. And then what happens? It all turns out to be true. It's not conspiracy or it's not a lame brain idea. It turns out it's a good idea. Here's the one on Space Force. Neil deGrasse speaking about Space Force, satellite weapons, etc.
Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Neil, thanks so much for being here. So U.S. officials say that they're very worried about this Russian space weapon and how it could pose a significant threat to the United States and its allies by taking out satellite capability. What do you think?
Well, it's a reminder of why we have a Space Force. The Space Force was conceived, among other tasks in mind, to protect our space-borne assets. And those assets, of course, not only the value of the satellites themselves, is the value of the information they gather from the spy satellites, but also the commerce that is generated, especially via the GPS satellites. So when you think of a force, a military force protecting the homeland includes our space assets. The difference now, of course, is space is not bordered the way Earth's surface is. So satellites are continually have intersecting orbits of different nations with different roles and different purposes. So the idea that someone is going to, Putin, might put something into orbit that will explode, send out an electromagnetic pulse that fries the circuits of an entire swath of orbiting satellites makes no tactical sense. If everybody's got satellites moving through that area, it's not a very targeted weapon. Meanwhile, we already know how to take a weapon out of it. We already know how to take a satellite out of orbit with a kinetic kill. India has done it, China's done it, Russia's done it, we've done it. We can target any satellite we want. It's been done. And the idea that you put a weapon there and somehow drop it on the Earth, that's like the least strategic thing you could possibly do when you already have intercontinental ballistic missiles.
So he went on to talk about some other things, but the whole point of it is that when Donald Trump talked about Space Force, they thought it was lunacy, and now it isn't. Let's shift gears. Here's Janet Yellen talking about, she's been asked about inflation. And you remember when Joe Biden came on board, they told us it was transitory. Forget about it. Then they gave us a whole other series of excuses, and now it's become a campaign issue. Well, they asked Janet Yellen about it. She's one of the experts. And here's what she had to say about inflation being transitory.
In 2021, though, you did say that inflation was transitory. Do you regret saying that now?
I regret saying it was transitory. It has come down, but I think transitory means a few weeks or months to most people.
Well, she's right. It is transitory. But how long has it been, Janet? These are just a few of the things that have come up and where the left is covered up. Oh, it's Biden. Yeah, call it Bidenflation. It's good for the economy. First it was transitory. Then it wasn't really happening. Then it's happening. Get used to it. Yeah, I mean, then it was, well, it's happening. Get used to it. Grin and bear it. But it's now starting to come down a little bit. You know, then, I mean, all the iterations, you know what they are. And you know what it translates to? It's very simple. It translates to the Biden administration sucks. That's what it translates to. Here's another one. Afghanistan. One of the worst pullouts in American history. And I'm going to just let you hear General Milley being questioned about it and see what you think about this guy that Joe Biden's got in charge.
Number of Americans. This was always an issue. The number of Americans, as General McKenzie said, an F-77 report is supposed to, every ambassador in every country of the world keeps an F-77 report, and they're supposed to track the Americans, where they're at, the phone numbers, address, et cetera, in the country. That was always a difficult number for us in the Department of Defense to get a hold of, and I think it's true at the tactical level and operational level as well. And I'll be candid. I don't know the exact number of Americans that were left behind because the starting number was never clear.
More Biden incompetence. You don't know the starting number? Correct me if I'm wrong. Everybody gets issued a passport, perhaps a visa. You can track them. You know where they are. And now you're telling us you don't know exactly how many to get out? Sounds a lot like Benghazi, doesn't it? This is the government, folks, at the highest level. General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, being asked about specifics. You have a loved one, ever had a loved one trapped anywhere? I got trapped in Houston in a flood. It was crazy. Couldn't even turn my rental car in. I had to dump my rental car in 3 feet of water. I got out with my bag holding it up. And I trudged over to the rental car place so they could get us on one of the buses to take us back. The bus was going through feet of water. They drop us off in the terminal. I call home and say, hey, I'm not coming home. There are no flights getting out or whatever. Slept in the Houston airport. You never know, right? Crazy stuff that happens while you're traveling. But here's what I'll tell you. It stunk being trapped there. I had things to do. I was in Wyoming trying to get home to my kid's baseball game and got stuck there. Can you imagine being stuck in Afghanistan? Hoping Biden's going to help?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We talked about bloodbaths this week, and I'll also do a weekend wrap-up where we talk about a lot of this stuff. But I really want you to think about the bloodbaths that are occurring. The left used Donald Trump using that word with respect to the auto industry, and they made it sound like he was going to, you know, wreak havoc across America. He was going to incense people to more insurrections, right? More January 6s that are happening every day. You want to know the bloodbaths that happen every single day? Pull up any major city. But pull one up. Pick them out of random. I don't know what's going on in St. Louis, but Go Google it right now. Chicago, Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit. I can shift around. What happened? You know the only thing that shifts? The name of the victims. The carnage is out there. The bloodbaths are happening all over this country every single day at the hands of Democrats. How many people do you think are on some small scale being oppressed inside of Democrat regimes? How many black folks are being oppressed inside of every major city that I just named? And it's not even, it's irrespective of color, ethnicity, has nothing to do with it. If Fannie Willis wants to get you, she will get you, black or not. We showed this one lady, Tiffany Hinyard, and they said, if you didn't donate to her campaign, she wreaked a total heck on you. You get what I'm saying? These people don't care about your color. They care about their money and their power. If you can help them to keep that, they love you. They don't care what you could be, purple, pink, and blue with stripes and polka dots. They don't care. But they do care about your political ideology. See, because your political ideology matters. If you're a conservative, you are too goody two-shoes. They know you won't participate. You are the enemy. You're the internal affairs. You're a good version of the FBI. You're somebody that's gonna not let it happen. You're a whistleblower. They're going to make something out of you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I hope I'm dropping some knowledge on you. I hope I'm making you think. Left-wing media parrots the weeping and gnashing of teeth about Donald Trump using the word bloodbath, and yet there are bloodbaths happening all over this country. Open your eyes. There's a list of them. The biggest bloodbath ever. And we take the brunt. We actually apologize. There are people that are like, well, I don't know if I'm that way. The biggest bloodbath in the history of humankind is abortion. I'm not telling you that it shouldn't happen. There have been wars. There have been people that have killed each other for no reason. Husbands killing wives. Wives killing husbands. Parents killing children. Children killing parents. It all happens. There's no question that we have carnage in this world because we're human beings, flawed, undeserved of the grace of God. But to want to protect a baby? I'm a monster. Women's right to choose! The bloodbath occurs every single day, multiple times a day, thousands of times a day, in disproportionate numbers in the black and other minority communities, and they don't talk about those bloodbaths, do they? They don't think of it that way. It ain't a bloodbath. It's just killing a kid. It's just killing an embryo, a zygote. A million babies a year get killed. Evilness of Democrats, and they brush it off like it's nothing. Look, I'm not trying to get all sanctimonious. I'm just telling you, let's call it what it is. 13 troops got killed during Joe Biden leaving Afghanistan. 13 troops. I played a clip earlier in the broadcast. Millie doesn't even know how many people are left there. How many more people got killed? How many Americans were killed in Afghanistan? You think they're going to give you a number? Do you have any idea how many people die every year from fentanyl overdoses? Fentanyl coming in by way of China through Mexico, orchestrated, and you know what? Joe Biden can't do a thing to stop it. You know why? Because people believe he's corrupt. I believe he's corrupt. He's corrupted so much the Chinese have him wherever they want him. They can fling him around like a rag doll. And we don't just have an issue with fentanyl. We have an issue with drug doses related to all kinds of stuff. We have an opioid addiction and all kinds of stuff that the Democrats overlook. They don't care about it. People craving drugs. Heroin. Meth. All other kinds of stuff. And all this leads to despair. People who are afraid. They're anxious. They're taking all kinds of other meds because their anxiety is at the height. They don't know if they're going to have a job. They don't know if the job will keep up with inflation. They worry about their children. They worry about their safety, crime in neighborhoods. Oh, speaking of bloodbaths, let's talk about crime in neighborhoods. Let's talk about crime in general. How many illegals have now committed crimes? You think they're going to give you actual statistics of that? How many of them are in our prisons? How many people were let out of other people's prisons that could become part of America's problem? They pretend that doesn't even exist. How many bloodbaths are going to happen to the Lakin Riley and others? How many more rapes? How many more brutalization of people, murders? People killed by drunk driving illegals that don't even have insurance, etc. How many of those? What about those bloodbaths? The highest suicide rate increase in decades, two decades, has been under Joe Biden. And what about veteran suicides? Have they let up? Well, let me tell you why veterans commit suicide. When they don't, somebody doesn't have their back. See, because people that enlist in the military, no matter, even if they're running from something in their lives, they have a code for something. And if they don't have it, they get it in the military. They respect that code. And then you know what happens? We abandon them. We get weak-kneed sissies like Millie that can't even tell you how many people we have trapped all over the world. Can't tell you how many people in Afghanistan were killed. But he's in charge. And Joe Biden, you think he's going to protect you with his sissified version of the military? If I were in the military, I'd be contemplating suicide too. They don't have your back. Do you think Joe Biden has your back with your tax dollars? Because I think he's got Ukraine's back. I think he's got China's back. I think he's even got Russia's back. But he doesn't have my back. He's not implementing anything that I go, ooh, that's something I would sign up for. Suicides. Death by overdose. Parents are losing teenagers over this stuff. Military people killed, left for dead, not even protected. We've got Houthis doing drone attacks on major vessels in the sea, stopping our goods and services from being safely shipped across, essentially stopping trade. What's Joe Biden doing? How many deaths due to CAFE standards? You know what those are? That's for cars, automobiles. They want them lighter and faster to be able to go farther. So they reduce. Do you remember the old deuce and a quarter, man? Those metal cars. You hit that car, man, you better be in a tank. My car got hit the other day by a truck. My son got rear-ended. $10,000 of damage. Airbag didn't go off, which the guy told me. He says doesn't mean a defective airbag. He says in the back it doesn't always go off. Hits my car. It wrinkled it a little bit. Did not bend the frame. Guy tells me, he says, Kevin, they're going to total it. I said, they can't total it. They total my car. They're going to give me a check for $10,000 or $12,000, and I got to go buy my identical car for $15,000. I'm going to be $3,000 to $4,000 upside down on a car that I own that I didn't do anything for. CAFE standards. That car, if they hit my uncle's Lincoln Continental that he had back in the 1980s, it was a truck that hit him, but both would have looked at our vehicles and went, okay, well, doesn't look like yours did any damage to me. But this truck, he says, it hit you high. You should see the damage. It's insane. That car, it got bent, but luckily it didn't bend the frame. What about COVID vaccine deaths? How about that bloodbath? Oh, by the way, CAFE standards, they've proven kill thousands more people per year because these cars don't have the safety they have. These little bitty cars, smart cars, you want to get crunched in one of those? But let's get to another massive one, COVID vaccine deaths. You think Joe Biden's got your back? What about that bloodbath? And as I tell you all the time, there are fates worse than death. Would you want to live where you're singing the rest of your life? Or you got some other neurological disease or something that you're afflicted with for the rest of your life? And you wonder why the suicide rates are going through the roof? Same reason why myocarditis and pericarditis and all these other carditises, they're like the Kardashians, they all got a show. I'm just giving you some idea of the real bloodbath that's happening in this country. The bloodbath that happens in this country happens every day because of leftists.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.